India's deaf community is fighting hard for their rights and autonomy. The Indian Sign Language Research and Training Center, the ISLRTC, is an academic institution that promotes the use of Indian Sign Language, deaf culture, and bilingualism for professionals working with deaf children. But more than that, it's a symbol of deaf pride in India and stands as a validation for their language and existence. Since 2007, the community has been fighting to run the center autonomously. However, on April 21st, the Indian government decided the center should be run by the NIHH, the National Institute for the Hearing Handicapped. This is the government agency which focuses on deaf needs, but purely from a medically based rehabilitative model. This decision unexpectedly came yesterday, despite strong objection from the deaf Indian community. But the fight is not over. Yesterday, I reported this story in depth on KBOO's Political Perspectives show. I contacted the NIHH twice, but I'm still waiting for a response. Following the decision, I spoke with Madan Vasishtha, chief officer of the ISLRTC. For this story, Ramesh Chandrasekharan provided voiceover. With 85 deaf leaders from all over India, Madan met with five cabinet ministers in New Delhi for 2 days on March 15th and 16th. The ministers assured the deaf community that they would support autonomy for the ISLRTC. On Tuesday, the Indian government granted control of the ISLRTC to the NIHH. Madan expressed his disappointment.
"We waited for a month for the decision, and now the center will be run under control of the NIHH. NIHH has a very negative history of supporting deaf people, deaf culture, or Indian Sign Language. It is totally focused on hearing aids, speech therapy, and cochlear implants. Unless it is open to hiring skilled deaf people and experts who know Indian Sign Language, sign linguistics, interpreting, ISLRTC will suffer and will not achieve the goals for which it was established."
This fight is not over. The deaf community intends to protest this decision, possibly on April 27th, but they need support.
"At present, it is planned for April 27th. However, it's a very short time and we may have to postpone by a week or so. It is getting very hot in Delhi and the temperature will hit 3 digits soon. The National Association of the Deaf leaders are working hard, planning and finding a date. It takes weeks to find a seat in trains, especially now with schools closing. Deaf people coming from Kolkata, Kerala, Chennai, and other distant places will have problems. There are a lot of logistics to take care of."
While I was in Mumbai, India in March, I met with Sunil and Shweta Sahasrabuddhe. Both are deaf and fluent signers of Indian Sign Language and proud of their deaf culture. Sunil has been on the ground of the fight, and Shweta gave me insight into the lives of deaf Indians. Unfortunately, there was no available interpreter for our interview, so they agreed to use spoken English on the microphone. For the purpose of this story, Venathia Deshpande provided voiceover for Sunil, and Shruti Deshpande provided voiceover for Shweta. One of the goals of the ISLRTC is to influence policy decisions in the lives of deaf people, such as the workplace. Shweta describes her struggles as a deaf person at her job.
My boss sent me to training. That was a long, maybe 4 or 5 days.
My boss sent me to a 4 or 5 day training, and I sat through entire lectures that I didn't understand. I didn't understand anything. We need interpreters. Maybe the ISLRTC will force the companies to get them. Maybe ISLRTC will make them understand what deaf people actually need. Then deaf people can enjoy the work environment and share their opinions. They are not dumb. They can share their opinions through sign language, but hearing people don't understand.
This is just one example of why deaf Indians feel so passionately about the Indian Sign Language Research and Training Center. Sunil explains how the ISLRTC can influence policy and perhaps even change the negative perception of deaf people in India.
"When we mix up with hearing people, the hearing colleagues, they look down at deaf because they think they got job because there is a reservation, but they do not have the brain."
"When we mix with hearing people, they look down at deaf because they think deaf people get jobs because of reservations. They think deaf aren't smart enough because there is a communication gap. That's why we need interpreters. But who will pay? The government and private companies won't pay. Some deaf people will pay for their own interpreters and get access that way. But this should not be the case for every deaf person. So the ISLRTC could direct the government to provide interpreters so everyone can have access. We are not even able to get 5% of what is shared. It is difficult to live with the hearing world. There is too little information and thinking that hearing people look at us like we are dumb, stupid. We feel depressed. We feel like this is not the way we are. We can be different. But we need to close the communication gap. The ISLRTC will help create awareness so the lives of deaf people will get better.
RTC will create awareness so that the life of the deaf people will get better.
Although the Indian government decided to merge the ISLRTC with the NIHH, the fight is not over. Madan tells listeners how they can support Deaf Indians' fight for autonomy.
Visit the website islrtcnow.com. Spread the word. Share the links for Facebook and the website with others. Contact people with influence and clout to ask higher-ups to listen to deaf people. We will need money for the protest, so we will welcome donations. Please encourage your friends to contribute. Even $5 will go a long way. The fight is just starting. Deaf people in India have been treated worse than slaves, and it is time that the government woke up and followed on UNCRPD, which it has ratified, and RPWD, which is in the parliament now. Again, visit islrtcnow.com. Thank you for all your support.
I know there is a famous quote. One American said this.
There is a famous quote by a deaf American, George Weddes. As long as we have deaf people on earth, we will have signs. In that context, yes. We keep signing and we pass sign language from generation to generation. But in the context of our case, we know that there are 10 million Indian sign language users. But we still feel that if we have the ISLRTC as an autonomous center, it would be perfect, solid proof of our language and culture. So I want to see it set up in 1 to 2 years. Until then, we keep fighting.
Perfect proof, solid proof of our existence, of our language, our culture. So I want to see the ISLRTC to be set up in 1 year or 2. Until then, we'll keep fighting.
For KBOO News, I'm Sarika Mehta.